Sophie Clark. Welcome and thanks for listening to the National Rural News Close-Up podcast. Vegetable and potato growers are calling on support from the federal government to extend visas for workers under the seasonal worker program. The industry believes the extension of visas from 6 months to 12 is a much-needed short-term solution to what is becoming a larger problem as the COVID-19 pandemic stops workers coming to Australia. I caught up with AusVeg National Manager Tyson Cattle to find out what needs to happen to keep our vital supply of fresh produce on the shelves.
Horticulture relies heavily on an overseas workforce to get their product picked and packed, essentially. You know, we rely on backpackers to come in, seasonal worker program, Pacific Labour Scheme, we rely on those overseas workers to come in and pick our fresh fruit and vegetables. So we're asking for extensions to visa programs for people that are already here and working in agriculture. We understand that obviously the borders are problematic, so our main concern is just making sure that we can get the fresh fruit and vegetables picked and packed and on its way to supermarkets.
Tell me a bit about how the seasonal worker program works at the moment and how long people can actually stay.
At the moment, the seasonal worker program, they can stay for 6 months and 9 months in some regions. But what we're proposing is to extend that up out to 12 months to give some continuity of business, while also just sort of speeding up the process. As a grower, you need to be able to be recognised as an approved employer. So we're saying give some of our guys that are improved employers some flexibility to move that workforce around. So you can go from one business to another and essentially follow the harvest trail down the sort of east coast, I guess. So that's another proposal that we've put to government, because I mean really our growers are sort of stressing at the moment about labour shortages, that they may not be able to get their fresh fruit and vegetables picked and packed essentially.
Do you think there's an opportunity for, you know, local workers who may not be in a job at the moment to take this up for the time being?
Yeah, look, it's no doubt we're in unprecedented sort of territory, I guess, and we understand that as an industry. We're trying to work with government as much as possible to look at labour solutions to allow us to make that happen. So we're also looking at local work opportunities. So, you know, guys particularly with trades expertise, whether it's tradies or whether it's guys off a construction site that have been laid off, then we'd encourage them to certainly have a look on the Job Active website and see if there's an occupation there within horticulture and in our industry that might fit their needs. And I think the thing is, Sophie, and you kind of touched on it, horticulture, while a lot of people would consider it as picking fruit off a tree or picking it out of the ground and throwing it in a box, it is much more than that. It is highly technical. Some of the pack houses and packing sheds that these businesses run throughout Australia is essentially world leading. So it has come a long way, especially in the last 10 years, to be a really productive and skilled industry. And we need skilled people to be able to help us deliver the fresh produce onto our supermarket shelves.
That's right. And some of these people, as you mentioned, tradies already with the sorts of technical skills that one might need in this industry, ready and available to help out at the moment as well. So a good opportunity for them.
Yeah, that's right. And look, I mean, it's always a daunting task, I suppose, if you're looking at going into a space that's relatively unknown, I guess. But yeah, as you said, there is a lot of skill sets that's quite easily transferable and those sort of things. And why not, I guess? At the moment, we're in, as we said, unprecedented territory. There's opportunities there and, yeah, we're kind of open to it, I guess.
Yeah, and I, of course, imagine demand for these products would be quite high given the current situation as well.
Yeah, and look, the supermarkets have been really supportive in their push with that as well. I mean, they want to make sure that their supply chains are covered and that they've got fresh produce on their shelves as well. So we're sort of right across the supply chain. We're all looking at this. We're all keen to address this. But really, for us, it starts from the picking and packing level. If we can't get it picked and we can't get it packed, then the rest of the supply chain starts to fall over. So that's kind of what our focus is at the moment.
That's AusVeg National Manager Tyson Cattle giving us an overview about the state of the horticultural industry given the COVID-19 outbreak. Thanks for listening to the National Rural News Close-Up podcast. If you'd like to get in touch, you can send an email to ruralnews@macquariemedia.com.au. I'm Sophie Clark. Have a great day.